In the waning hours of the ninth of Av, I'd like to look forward towards the future and discuss for the next few moments the question of when Mashiach does come, B'mhir v'yameinu amen, what bracha do we make upon seeing Mashiach and greeting Melech Mashiach for the first time? What is the bracha that one should make in such a case? And this is not my question. This is the question of Rav Shmuel Haminer. Rav Shmuel Haminer was one of the great Gedolei Yerushalayim, who was the author of the Sefer Bitachon, the Avraham Melech, which is a commentary on Chumash, and many, many other important works. If you have a Sefer Chafetz Chaim, in the back there is often a Kitzur Hilchos Lashon Hara, which is put together by Rav Shmuel Haminer, one of the great Torah personalities of Yerushalayim. And in 1974, Rav Shmuel Haminer sent this question: what bracha do you make on the coming of Mashiach to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach loved this question, the answer, so much that he published it as the last tshuva in his Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph in Siman Tzadi Zayin. And he also sent the response and other responses in to the Torah journal Moria in 1977. All of this conversation is found there. And this question begins as follows. Rav Shmuel Haminer assumed that there will be four brachos that are recited upon seeing the Melech HaMashiach. The first is Chacham HaRazim, the bracha that's recited on seeing 600,000 Jews, because certainly there will be 600,000 Jews to go greet the Melech HaMashiach, to go see Mashiach. He does not assume, because this is not the halach, even though the Gemara in Brachos does say that if you have a Talmud Chacham Muflag, a very big Talmud Chacham, an exceedingly great Talmud Chacham, one does say Chacham HaRazim on seeing him, but that is not the minhag, as the Chayyazim brings down. So the bracha number one is on seeing the multitude of Jews coming to greet the Mashiach. The second bracha is assuming that Mashiach is also a Talmud Chacham. And in a very big Talmud Chacham, we make the bracha of Shechalak Mechachmaso L'Reyav, who gives wisdom to those who have Yiras Hashem. This is based on a Rambam in Hilchos Shuvah and Perek Tes. The Rambam says, L'fi Shebaosan Hayabim Tirba Hadea V'Hachachma, in the days of Mashiach there will be great wisdom, V'Emes and truth, Shne'amar Kimul Aras Deas Hashem, V'Ne'amar, and it says, Lo Yimadu Ishes Achiv V'Ishes Re'ehu, V'Ne'amar V'Asirosi Aslev V'Evan Mibisarchev. All psukim talking about the great wisdom we will have in the days of Mashiach. Because Mashiach, who comes from David HaMelech, Baal Chachmiyah, he'll be very wise, Yoser Mishlomo, smarter than Shlomo HaMelech. And certainly we'll make the bracha of Shechalak Mechach Masol Reyav on Mashiach. That's bracha number two. The third bracha, he says, is that Mashiach will also be a king, a Jewish king. So we'll have to make the bracha of Shechalak Mechvod Elreyav, that he gives of his honor to those of Yir Shemaim as well. And then finally, he says, we will certainly make the bracha of Shechianu V'Kiyamaru V'Giyanu Lazman Hazad. These are the four brachas we'll make when Mashiach arrives. Now this assumption that we'll make a Shechianu when Mashiach comes is a bit of a machlokas on why we make a Shechianu. There's two reasons we find in the poskim on why we would make a Shechianu on the coming of Mashiach. Rav Chaim Palagi in his Tshuvas Lev Chaim in Chelek Beis and Simen Mem Beis also says you'll make a Shechianu on the coming of Mashiach. Now he has a Kabbalah from Rav Chaim Ben Avista, the author of the Knesset HaGedolah, that we're going to make also the bracha of Asher Ga'alnu, the bracha we make by Leil HaSeder, that we've been redeemed. So we'll make that bracha when Mashiach comes. And then he says, we're also going to make Shechianu. Why? Because the day that Mashiach arrives, we'll have a Kedushas Hayom. We'll have a holiness greater than any other Yontif. So he says that the Shechianu is not because of something new, but rather because of the Kedushas Hayom, the holiness of the day, no different than making Shechianu on any of the Shal Shogalim or any of their other holidays. Now, the Lubavitcher Rebbe has a sicha which is brought down Migolu Lagula on page Reish Beis, where he has a Kabbalah from Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who says that the reason we make the Shechianu is because it's no different than seeing a friend that you haven't seen in 30 days. That we make a bracha if you haven't seen someone or heard from someone in 30 days. We haven't seen Mashiach until this point. So we make a Shechianu not on the Kedushas Hazman, but rather on the personality of seeing Mashiach himself. Now, Rav Shmuel Hamaner concludes his tshuva by noting the following. He's unsure that maybe you can combine two of the brachos together. Maybe you can say one bracha. Shechalak mechachmasa umichvoda l'reyav. Maybe we'll have a special bracha Mashiach. Because he's a Talmud Chacham and he's a king, maybe we'll combine both aspects and create one bracha. Or perhaps Chazal never made such a bracha before, and who says we can mash them together and come up with a new bracha? And he says, for example, if you're having two foods together, you don't combine, if you're having, you know, mezonos and a hadama, you don't combine them together, or ha'etzi, unless you're having an apple pie, you don't say mezonos al ha'etzi in one bracha, you don't mash two brachas together. And also, if we say, for example, birchas ha'shachar in the morning, if you are not a slave and a woman and a non-Jew, so you don't say barachat ha'ashem okein melech olam shelo asani goy isha aved, we don't do that, we separate all these things into different brachas. And therefore he says that maybe it should stay separate. However, when we make a bracha achrona, and we have multiple foods, let's say you have gef and you have mezonos, what do we say? We will say al ha-micha v'al ha-gef, and we'll combine the mezonos and the wine together. And he leaves this as a tzarachi and a shayla, for at that point, the posek hador in Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, asking him what to do. So Shlomo Zalman responds to the tshuva, and he says that we should not roll two ideas into one bracha unless it's established by Chazal. And he says, for example, the Yerushalmi says, if you are separating truma and meiser, then you can create one bracha together. We can do that because Chazal said so. But we couldn't go and do that on our own. And then Shlomo Zalman says, maybe we only combine two brachas together when you are being matir something. When you are allowing something which is usser to now become mutter. I can't eat the food until I take truma, until I take meiser. And now I combine them all together in order to allow me to eat this thing. This is different, he says, than a brachas ha-mitzvah. A bracha on a mitzvah is not allowing me to do something, it's shevach v'hodah to Hashem. And therefore, he says, we would not combine two ideas ever when it would come to such a bracha rishona. And then he cites a tshuva of the tshuva me'ahava in Chelek Beis in Reish Lamed Zayin, who was asked about a melech who is also a Talmud Chacham. Let's say you have such a thing, you have a king, and he's also a renowned person who's very, very wise. So the Tshuva Me'ava says that he felt there should be two brachos. You don't combine them together to make a bracha of Shechalak Mechachmaso Mikvodo L'Reyav, that we have wisdom and honor in one place. And he said this would be no different, says the Tshuva Me'ava, than seeing an exceedingly beautiful, very handsome, wise man. Right? If I had someone who was exceedingly beautiful, so I would make a special bracha of Shekacha lo ba'olamo, praising Hashem that he made such a beautiful person in the world. I wouldn't combine, if I had a very wise and beautiful person, I wouldn't combine them together. Or if I had a very wise and ugly person, I wouldn't say Mishana Habrios and also that he's wise together. You make two separate brachos. We have no source anywhere, says the Tshuva Me'ava, that we should combine these two brachos of praise to Hashem together into one spot. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach concludes, V'hineini chosem bevracha, and I conclude with a blessing, Shenizka b'meheira l'yishuas Hashem alamo v'nachlaso, that we should merit soon the saving of Hashem for His people and His land, u'lebinyan Yerushalayim, and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim v'hamikdash v'bias goel tzedek, with the coming of Mashiach. And that's how he concludes his response to Rav Shmuel Hamaner. Now, there is a tshuvas of the Kapei Aron. The Kapei Aron was the Rav Yav Basin in Prague. And he discusses the bracha that you would make on seeing, at that time, the first president of Czechoslovakia, Thomas Masaryk. I think Thomas Masaryk was very beloved by Mr. Engelman. Mr. Engelman had one of his carve-outs was all about Thomas Masaryk because of his influence on Europe at that time. So Thomas Masaryk, who was the president of Czechoslovakia when the country started, so he was like in the model of Plato, like a philosopher king. He was this very wise person and also known to be a very kind ruler. And he writes, what should the bracha be on him? Now, this is also a big problem because we generally don't make brachos of kings on presidents who don't have full powers and things like that to really give life and death. But let's assume for a second we would make such a bracha. So he says you should make the bracha of Shenasan Mechachmaso Umikvodo, On such a person, you would combine them together. However, that would seemingly not be the halacha. And also, Rav Avi Yosef, in his Chazno Vajra and Hilchos Brachos on page Tas Yud, he met the king of Spain when he went to visit Madrid. And the king of Spain at that time is known also to be very wise and also a very very popular king. And Rav Avi Yosef maybe had a suffix, I should combine them together. But he doesn't say that's the halacha. In the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo and Chelik Beis, he returns to the question again in Simen Lamed Ches, and he returns to this discussion regarding two brachos on one thing. But again, we'll leave it over there. At the same time, when this response to the question was published in the Kovetz Maria, Rav Shmuel Hamaner also sent in other responses from other Talmidei Chachamim who wanted to remain anonymous. So I don't know who these people are, but they also wrote tshuvos through Shmuel Hamaner regarding the bracha to be recited on Mashiach. So there's one response from an anonymous Talmidei Chacham who wrote that you should only say three brachos on Melech HaMashiach, not four. Because he explains that Shechalach Mekvoda, the bracha on a king, discussing the honor of a king, includes the inyan of Chachma as well. Kavod is greater than wisdom, he says. He says this is based on the Chayyadim, who writes as follows, that if you see a good friend after a month, you should say Shechianu. And if it's after a year, you should say Mechayim Esim. And if the friend is also a Talmud Chacham, the Chachma Sadim says, you should add the bracha of Mechachmasu L'Reyav. So I'll see him for the first time, and I'll say Shechianu. Ah, he's also very smart, so I'll say in a bracha that he's very smart. Meaning, you make two brachas. Now later on, when the Chayyadim discusses the bracha on the king, he just says, you should make the bracha of Shechalach Mekvodo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave great honor to the king. And he doesn't say that if he's a Chacham, you should also make a second bracha. When it came to seeing your friend for the first time after a while, you should make Shechianu and mention that he's wise. But when it comes to seeing the king, the Chayyadim never mentions that if he's wise, that you should also make a bracha that he's wise in addition to his honor. And this is the proof that this Talmud Chacham wants to bring. That it must mean that the bracha of honor include and has subsumed within it the bracha of wisdom. And then he makes the assumption that the inyan of malchus, of kingship, is greater than being wise. Because he says, David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech sat on the Sanhedrin, and certainly they made a bracha on them, and the bracha must have been on their kingship and not on their wisdom. Now, this whole premise is a bit difficult. First of all, does the Chayyadim have to repeat himself every single time he says a halacha, every single detail? Right? Let's say in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, there's a halacha about tzitzis and Hilchos Erev. What? So now all of a sudden the Chayyadim has to repeat all of Hilchos Tzitzis because he's mentioning them once in Hilchos Shabbos? No. The assumption is you make two brachos all the time. And second of all, where does he get this idea that kingship is greater than wisdom? Generally, we assume that wisdom is greater than kingship. Now, a lot of the Mar Makomos on this discussion are found in the journal, Torah journal called Aliba de Hilchasa, which is published by the Machon, the publishing house, Oev Shalom, in Kovetz Lamed Ches, 38. So there, they discuss the order of the brachos set of Mashiach. So we've established that we're probably going to say four brachos when Mashiach comes. Which bracha comes first when we see Mashiach? The Pasuk says, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. So therefore, what do we see? The bracha of wisdom, Shechalek Mechachmaso, should be the first bracha that would be made when seeing Mashiach. The bracha of wisdom, Shechalek Mechachmaso. In addition, the Gemara in Brachos teaches us about the bracha of wisdom before it teaches us about the bracha on kingship. The Rambam brings the bracha of wisdom before we find the bracha of kingship. And the Shulchan Aruch also brings the bracha of wisdom before teaching us the bracha of kingship. This is all found in the Rambam as well. Now, the Gemara in Brachos also tells us the following episode. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered, Rav Yoshua, two Rabbanim were going, Rav Kazli, Beorcha, Upagube, Rav Chanina, Bered, Rav Yaakov, and another Talmid Chacham came across them. Amru Leba, Hade, Dechazinecha, Birchasacha, Lachatarze. So the rabbi said to the other rabbi, now that I saw you, I can make two Brachos. Which Brachos? Baruch Asher Chalach Mechach Masa L'Reyav, and then Shechianu. So we see in the Gemara itself that the person had the opportunity to make both brachos, and he made the bracha on wisdom before making the bracha of Shechianu on seeing this Talmid Chacham. Okay? Maybe we should say Tadr, V'Sheinu Tadr, Tadr Kol Dem. Shechianu was more common than making the bracha on wisdom, unfortunately. So one could possibly say that this is to show kavod haTorah. To show kavod haTorah will put the bracha of honor before the bracha of Shehecheyanu. Now, in the Kovetz Moriah, there's another anonymous response through Shmuel Hamaner. And the author agrees that it's incorrect to combine both brachos together. We've established that as the consensus of the poskim, there'll be four brachos, not three. But then he makes the following point. Upon hearing good news for yourself and others, what bracha do we make? Hatov ha-meitiv. Isn't the coming of Mashiach something that's good for me and also good for Klal Yisrael? Why should I make the bracha of Shehecheyanu? I should make the bracha of Hatov ha-meitiv. And therefore he makes the following point. When we hear about Mashiach's arrival, when it comes through on the news, or WhatsApp, or whatever it may be, so I'll make the bracha Hatov ha-meitiv, because I've heard good news for Klal Yisrael. And then, perhaps when we see Mashiach with our own eyes, we can make the bracha of Shehecheyanu. However, he says, we have a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Sharat Zion, in some in Reish Chaf Hei, the Sharat Zion makes the following point. He says that if you heard that you had a baby boy, and then only later on you saw the baby boy, so he says that you should make a Tova Meitiv. It's good for you, it's good for your wife, you should make the bracha Tova Meitiv. But then he says, maybe you shouldn't say Shehecheyanu, because maybe HaTov HaMeitiv includes the message of Shehecheyanu, that I'm thanking Hashem. And for this reason, maybe you should only say HaTov HaMeitiv on Mashiach, and you should not say it at all when it comes to Shehecheyanu. And then he adds, maybe we should say Shehecheyanu ad zman chadash va'olam. Maybe, going back to our original point, what's the Shehecheyanu of Mashiach going on? Is it going on the person of seeing Mashiach, or is it going on the Kedushas Hazman? Maybe I can make Hatov HaMeitiv on the being that is Mashiach, but on the holiness of the day of the arrival of Mashiach, I can make a Shehecheyanu no different than making a Shehecheyanu on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. He leaves it as a Tzarachim. Now, Rosh Shmuel Hamaner writes back to this Talmud Chacham, and he argues with him. And he says, look at the Bir Halacha. In Simon Reish Chaf Aleph, there the Chafetz Chaim explains that when it rains, you should say Shehecheyanu on your field. If your field was dry and now it rains, you should say Shehecheyanu. What's the question? I should make a Hatov HaMeitiv. When it rains, is it just good for me? No, it's good for everybody else. So the Chafetz Chaim explains as follows. No, you only say Hatov HaMeitiv if the other person who benefits is connected to you. If he's Meshutaf, if he's whatever it is, they're connected to you personally. Because Chaim Yankel has rain in his field, that's very nice. But I don't really care that much. I care more that there's rain in my field. And in addition, you look at the Netziv in his Merome Sad on this Gemara in Brachos, he says that Gemara in Tainis tells us that rain falls for the Yachid. Rain falls to the individual, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it that it would rain to only benefit one person. That's how rain works. It might be terrible for you. Could ruin your garden and your roses, whatever it may be. But if it's good for one person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it rain. So we see, says the Netziv, that rain is good for one person. And therefore, it's correct that it's good for the entire world, but it's individually, I only care about me. And Rosh Shmuel Hamaner wants to make the same point about Mashiach. It's true that Mashiach is good for the whole world, but it's only directing me on my own individually. Other people, they have their own connection to Mashiach. It's not good for me because I'm combined with the other person, says Shmuel Hamaner. It's good for me because it's good for me. I hear one could ask such a question. I think we all would benefit as Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Makom of Mashiach would come, but this is Shmuel Hamaner's point. What? Unless you're in the weapons industry, true. For you, we'll have, not you personally, but for someone, we could have a different bracha. The Birka Yosef, the... What?
Most people probably aren't so happy
for my brother. I hear. So, the Birka Yosef, the Chidah writes in Tafai and Gimel, that this is why we don't say Hatov HaMeitiv when we're Ola L'Regel. When we're Ola L'Regel, we say Shehecheyanu. Why? Because I'm being Ola L'Regel. Myself. Separate of you, Lubavitcher Rebbe writes in his Hisfadus of Tashrim Amtes that we will say Shehecheyanu Mashiach comes and not Hatov HaMeitiv. Now, what about saying Shehecheyanu on someone you've never seen before? Let's go back to the assumption that we're saying Shehecheyanu because Oh, we're happy over the coming of Mashiach himself, not because of the holiness of the day. But I never met him before. Maybe I did, but for most people, I never met Mashiach before. Do we say Shachianu when seeing someone for the first time? You say Shachianu when you know someone and you didn't see them and you see them again. But I never met the person before, so why should I say Shachianu? So there's a sefer called Masos Yerushalayim. Masos Yerushalayim are the accounting of when the Munkach Rav went to Eretz Yisrael in order to meet the Saba Kadisha, the great Sephardi Rav. So when the Masos Yerushalayim says, when the Minchas HaLasar met him, he made a Shachianu when he saw him for the first time. So in the footnotes they write that Rav Yitzhak Nisim, who eventually would become the Sephardic Chief Rabbi of Israel, asked the Saba Kadisha why this was allowed. Because the Gemara in Bracha says that Shachianu was only said after seeing someone that you have known before. But the Minchas HaLasar never met you. So what are you saying Shachianu for? So the Saba Kadisha says, no, leave the Minchas HaLasar alone. He's a big Talmid Chacham. You know, he probably has some sort of lamdas that corroborates it. In the Tshuvas Yain HaTov, which is the Tshuvas of Yitzhak Nisim in Simen Mem Ches, so he says that I saw what's written in Masos Yerushalayim, and it's not true. I went and spoke to the Saba Kadisha, and I told him my question, why the Minchas HaLasar made the Shachianu, it's wrong. And the Saba Kadisha told me, he was wrong. I don't know why he made the bracha. He shouldn't have made Shachianu because he never met me before and he thinks that he made a mistake. We have a case told in the story, in the biography of Aderes, in the Aderes Elio, in the Toldos Aderes, that when the Netziv saw the Aderes for the first time, he made a Shachianu. And the Aderes mentions a similar machlokus that was discussed above, but nevertheless, he recalls a story there of Yosef Shaul Nathanson in a dream saw someone that he only met in a dream, and he made a Shachianu, even though he only saw him in a dream once before. Now, the Tshuvas HaTeres Paz in Chelek Aleph and Simen Tes Vav suggest maybe we should say Mechayim Mesim when we see Mashiach, because we never met Mashiach before. The Prima Gadim says a father can say Mechayim Mesim on seeing his son, because he never met his son before, and he's new to see him. And therefore, he writes that certainly one will be allowed to make such a bracha of Mechai Mesim when Mashiach comes. However, there's a tshuva of the Rashba in the Chelek Dal. The Rashba writes that clearly you only make these brachos when you have met the person before. And he explains the entire inyan of these brachos is only on the loss after being exposed to a person. Another issue is the Rishonim say that there's no bracha of Mechai Mesim if there was a correspondence between him and because there was a Hesach Hadas. But since we're Mitzapel Yeshua, we await the coming of Mashiach every single day, says the Ataris Paz, there's no Hesach Hadas, because we think about Mashiach all the time. And therefore, one would not make Mechai Mesim. Just, I'm going to wrap up very quickly, as I see the hour is late. According to the Ataris Paz, you should only make Mechai Mesim because of the Bach, who writes that you should. This includes the Shachianu, and maybe that would cover it as well. And Nilibah de Hilchasa, they discuss the possibility of Mashiach being very handsome. Maybe you should say Shekachalo Me'olamo as well, but we don't say this brach anyway. And in the Sefer Modim, the Simcha, and Chodesh Av, so he has a Kabbalah from one of the Chachmei Yerushalayim that they're going to make a new brach when Mashiach comes, specially designed for the coming of Mashiach, because it says, Nashir Lashem Shir Chadash, will have a new song for Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we say in the Haggadah, V'nodu Lecha Shir Chadash Al Golanu, Al Gulasenu V'al Padus Nafshenu. In fact, the Mabit in the Sefer Beis Elokim in the Shari Yesodus in Perek Samach Aleph reworks all of the Nusach HaTfilah through the entire Siddur, and he changes every single place that talks about Mashiach will come to when Mashiach has come, and makes the entire Siddur relevant for the days of Mashiach. I just want to end with the words of the Ataris Paz, and he says as follows: V'tishbi hu Eliyo asher yaktim al bias Mashiach. When Eliyo Navi comes, k'nemar besof Malachi, as it says in the end of Malachi, Hene anochi sholech lechem Eliyo Navi lifnei boyom Hashem agadol v'anora bevadai shegam yalfenu bina ba'ofen kabbalas Mashiachenu ve'abrachas alav. When Eliyo Navi comes, he'll answer this question as well, and he'll tell us what the bracha will be on Mashiach, and we'll be able to make these brachas b'peh mele u'v'lev v'nefesh, where we agree with Melech HaMashiach, b'mehir v'yameinu. Amen.